What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast. I am your host, Coach Ronnie Denman, and this is my first solo season since Cam has joined the military. He's out at basic training right now, so I am taking the reins on the podcast, and we're talking all about fitness, food, and mindset. So get ready to have some fun, take some notes, and let's dive into it. Today's podcast is being brought to you by the sponsors over at Apothecary ATL. They are our number one trusted source in the Sandy Springs area for CBD. If you are interested in learning anything more about CBD and how it can help you in your fitness journey, make sure to follow them on Instagram at Apothecary ATL. Now, without further ado, let's get into the podcast. In this episode, you will learn a little bit more about your host for the season, Ronnie Denman. All right, guys, so welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast. I'm your host, Ronnie Denman. That was a little weird doing that podcast overview talking about myself, but welcome back anyways. Like I said, first solo season, super excited about this season. And in this episode, we're going to be learning a little bit more about me. So, you guys know that I am one part of the Fit Cook Life, and Cam and I have kind of talked about each other a little bit, and we've kind of interviewed each other, but this is something that I want to talk about just to give you a little bit more background about who I am, how you can kind of relate to me, and why you should trust me being in your ears right now as you listen to this podcast. So, a couple updates here in the Fit Cook Life community. We are accepting new personal training clients, small group training clients, and as always, online training clients. I did just recently make a new beginner strength training program. So, if you are looking to get on a structured training program and stop guessing about what you should be doing in the gym or what you should be doing to get started, how should I be doing these different types of movements, I got you taken care of. Head on over to our website, thefitcooklife.com, and you can look at all of our training services. Any types of details are going to be on the website, but if you want a little bit more, feel free to always reach out, info@thefitcooklife.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram at thefitcooklife. But anyways, let's get into the podcast today. So recently I put out on my Instagram that I wanted some ideas of different topics to talk about for this season. And one of the first things that came up that someone suggested was, why don't we learn a little bit more about you? I know you guys have talked about interviewing each other in a season before between you and Cam, but we want to learn a little bit more about you. So I'm going to share a little bit about my story and some common questions that I get here and there from different clients, from different people in general, on social media and in person, and we're just going to roll right through them. So before we get into those questions, I want to give you a little bit of an idea of my background, where I come from, where I grew up. My legal name is Ronald Stephen Denman Jr., and I'm actually named after my dad. I grew up in a small town here in Georgia called Cumming. Cumming, Georgia is an actual place. You can look it up. City of Cumming, great place to grow up. Got a lot of jokes from friends whenever telling them that whenever I went to college. And speaking of college, I went to college at the University of North Georgia, where I studied exercise science. So whenever I went to college, I really had no idea what I wanted to study. I went in claiming to be a business major, but once I started to take some of those business classes, I learned that it wasn't really something that I was super interested in, and I wanted to get into something that I could see myself having fun doing. So I kind of did a personal inventory at the time to figure out what did I enjoy doing and how can I kind of monetize that. And one thing that always came to me is that I always enjoyed being active. Even though growing up, I wasn't the smallest kid in the world. I was always on the chubbier side. I always enjoyed playing sports and I always enjoyed being active, but I never really knew the method behind everything. I just knew that I liked to get outdoors and I liked to have fun and I liked to run around and just play and be a kid. And I thought, well, what's something that I can do? What's a career that I can pursue that allows me to have fun and act like a big kid? And I kind of settled upon the fitness industry. And so that's why I got into exercise science, changing from the business major. But since then, since graduating from college, I've been training since 2015. When I first started out in the fitness industry, I started out doing small group training. I did group training in a larger format as well, up to like 30 people. And then I also did one-on-one training. So I kind of just went straight into it. The different fields that you can choose with an exercise science major are very vast, and a lot of them are very medical and clinically based. But after looking into some of those different areas, I realized that I just wanted to work with the common person to help them get in the best shape of their life and actually have a plan to move forward into becoming a healthy person. That way they can live their life how they're supposed to be living as they age, to be able to provide for their families, to be able to be there for their families as well, because we'll talk about this a little bit later whenever we get into the questions, but one of the biggest motivations for me whenever I decided that I wanted to really start helping other people was whenever I lost a family member of my own. I lost my dad when I was 17, and it was because of health issues, and it really hit me hard. And that thought, I don't want anyone else to ever have to go through that, to ever have to lose someone early because of a health condition that could have been prevented. So that's kind of why I decided to get into the whole fitness industry. And since then, I hold different certifications. I have a kettlebell instructing certification. Obviously, I'm a certified personal trainer, but that's through the ACSM. And then I have a functional movement screen certification as well. And I'm constantly trying to learn new things and pick up on different techniques and everything with continuing education and looking up other masters in the area and following along with what they're doing and looking up the new science that's coming in behind what you can do for the muscles, how you can change the body, the best ways to go about creating different programs, how to switch up different exercises, and everything like that. So I'm absolutely in love with the fitness industry. I love what I do. I'm very passionate about it. And one of the things that I try to do personally is I try to bring all that big science, all the big crazy long names and everything, and bring it down into a simpler term that you can understand. So that's my goal here with this season of the Fit Cook Life podcast. But now let's get into those little questions that people love to ask. So the first one I got here is, what is my favorite type of workout to do? So me, I personally like to do HIIT workouts. I know I've talked about this on a podcast before, but for me, I like to sweat. And if you've ever seen me work out, you know that I sweat a lot, and I sweat super easy. But for me, that is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy getting my heart rate up. I enjoy moving at a very forceful type of movement pattern. And what I mean by that is like doing explosive type exercises, like jumping, whether it be jump squats, box jumps, long jumps, broad jumps. I enjoy jumping. Doing kettlebell swings, just anything that really gets the heart rate up. I love working really intense for a short amount of time and then getting a little bit of a break. I feel like I get the best results with that. I feel like I am putting in the most amount of work. And whenever I'm doing my workouts, I know that if I can work for 40 seconds as hard as I can, then that's all I got to do. And then I just got to do that again. But that's why I enjoy doing HIIT workouts. And then the accompanying question that always comes along with that is, what's your favorite type of equipment? Well, here we go. Favorite type of equipment is kettlebells. I believe that they are the most versatile thing that you can use whenever it comes to your training. You don't always have to lift super heavy. I've had people argue about barbells with me. Well, barbells are the king of strength, and you can always continue to add on. Well, with a kettlebell, you can slow it down. You can speed it up. You can do all different types of modifications with things, and it's only one single thing. So if you're going out to the park, something that I enjoy doing, I don't want to have to carry all these big dumbbells around with me, the big adjustable dumbbells, or bring a barbell out there with me. That's not practical. What is practical is to grab my 30-pound kettlebell, throw it in the back of my car, and get outside, take my shirt off, have a good time, sweat, do a HIIT workout with my kettlebell. And I'm a happy guy at that point. So during the spring and summer times, the majority of my workouts I do outdoors, and I do bring the kettlebell out there with them. That's just what I personally like to do. And it may not be something that you necessarily enjoy doing, and that's okay. We've talked about it before that there are so many different ways to work out and to incorporate exercise into your life that you just got to find whatever works for you, whatever you enjoy, and continue doing that and continue to make progress. So next one that we got up here, we got favorite cheat food. So I broke this down because there's sweets and then there's the other food. Normally people are like, ooh, my go-to is this, chocolate. But for me, mine is donuts. My favorite sweet cheat is going to be donuts. I don't know why, but it's just my favorite thing. And then my favorite like fatty type food that I could literally eat almost whenever is burgers. I just love burgers for whatever reason. Pizza's up there as well, but I think burgers top that. So burgers and donuts. And if you've asked me if I've ever had a donut burger, yes, I have, and it is not good. Some things you just shouldn't combine together. And although I do love them individually together, nope. Here's one that someone wanted to know. They want to know, when is your birthday, Coach? September 7th, 1990. I'm 30 years old. I'll be turning 31 this year. And I think that makes me a Virgo, but I'm not really into astrology, astronomy, whatever that stuff is. So make your own opinions. If you tell me something about me because of stars, then I'm discrediting you. On top of that, we got favorite season. Favorite season ever is going to be fall. I love the colors of fall. I love the weather that's in fall. It's just my favorite time of the year. Down here in Georgia, the summers get super hot. So whenever it comes to like August, even early September, that's when it's like almost unbearable. So that first break of fall, whenever you see those leaves changing colors, you're able to drive up in the mountains, go view the beautiful scenery that's up there. It's just a wonderful thing. It brings in the cooler temperatures and it gives you that nice break from the sweltering heat that we've been dealing with all summer. Let's see, what's the next question? Ooh, here's a good one. We got, what is a pet peeve of yours? One of your biggest pet peeves. So people ask us all the time, what's a pet peeve? What's a pet peeve? For me, one of my biggest pet peeves is when people are late. Dear Lord, I cannot tell you how much this frustrates me. I think the only thing that frustrates me more when people are late is when I'm late. When I know that I'm going to be late to something, it puts me in the worst mood ever. I am one that values people's time, and for it being a pet peeve, of whenever people are late on me, if I am ever late on someone, I feel absolutely terrible. Especially being a personal trainer, I try to show up to all my sessions at least 10, 15 minutes before to set up everything, which is a good practice to have if you are a personal trainer listening to this. But whenever I know I'm going to be late, if I hit traffic or if there's like a dump truck that was turned over like the other day here, down at Sandy Springs, there's literally nothing you can do. And so that's just one of those things, biggest pet peeve right there. We got one here that is, what's a hobby that you want to get into? Oh, so this is a hobby that I recently got into, but I kind of fell out of it for a little bit, and I haven't touched my camera at all this year. In 2021, I haven't taken any photos or anything like that. That is something that I definitely want to get back into this year, is getting back into doing photography and doing videography as well. I want to revamp my YouTube channel. I want to get that on a regular schedule. I know it's a little bit tough here because I'm juggling so many different things right now and having to do the podcast too. So there's a lot of things that I really want to do, but just finding that time to prioritize all that stuff is just been a little difficult for me recently, but I will be picking up my camera soon and I will be taking more photos. Sorry, I'm looking through my Instagram right now, looking at the different questions. We had someone ask, what tattoos do you have? Okay, so this is where it comes up. what I was talking about earlier with my dad and everything. So different tattoos. So we'll go through them and I'll kind of explain what they are. So I have 5 different tattoos. It took me a second to say that because my arm has been 4 different sessions. I have a big tattoo on my right arm that is basically like a big outdoor scene. There's a big fish on there and a cabin. There's a guy that is fly fishing for that fish. And it's kind of a big outdoor scene on my right arm. And it's in memory of my dad. So my dad passed away when I was 17 from health issues. And the outdoors is something that we kind of grew up always loving to be in together. That was kind of our bonding time, was getting outdoors, going fishing. And so this tattoo, it really means a lot to me because it reminds me of him. And it reminds me of the good times that I had with him when I was younger, when he was still around. And sorry, I'm getting a little emotional talking about this. But what I like to think of on my right arm, this massive tattoo that I have, which is pretty much a half sleeve, is that this is kind of my happy place. So whenever people look at it, they're like, what does that even mean? I mean, it's cool. It looks amazing. The detail is great. But what does it mean? And it's my happy place. It reminds me of the times when I was young and with my dad, and it's just a really special thing to me. Sorry. And next tattoo that we have, it's right on top of that. It's on my left side of my ribs. It's actually the date that my dad passed away, 11/7/2007. It's in Roman numerals, so if you ever see me in a picture, if you ever see me shirt off, on my left rib cage, that is that date. On the right side, I do have a different date here. So the second date, this is going to be the date that I really like to attribute to taking control over my health. Back in college, I found myself in a very deep, dark place. Not knowing how to cope with losing my dad and taking bad coping strategies into it. I started to drink a lot. I drank every day. And that is when my health really kind of spiraled out of control, was in those last few years of college. And I eventually ended up in the hospital. And that was a very surreal moment to me, being hospitalized for 2 days, and I knew that I had to make a change, and that was a very tough point in my life. It was a very dark point in my life. It's a time that's full of a lot of depression, and a lot of just bad feelings, bad thoughts. Around that time in college, I had lost one of my best friends as well in a car accident. And so just compounding those two things, I didn't know how to cope with my feelings, and I resorted to downing alcohol. And it's not something that I'm super proud of, but it's something that I definitely learned from. And through those experiences, I wanted to make sure that I always remembered to never go back to that place. So I got that tattooed on my right side. Next up, we have the tattoo on my left arm, which is an arrow. And interesting story behind this one. The reason I got this is because I'm someone who very much values mental health. I'm someone who has struggled with depression, anxiety, and even suicidal thoughts from time to time. So the arrow for me is always a constant reminder to keep pushing forward, keep moving forward. And within this arrow, there are 3 lines that represent the past, present, and future. And I have the middle line, which represents the present. It has a circle in the center of it to remind me to be present. And that brings me to my last tattoo, which is kind of stemming off of that. I have a kettlebell tattooed on the inside of my right ankle. And no, it's not because it's my favorite type of workout equipment. My kettlebell is a reminder to be where my feet are. It reminds me to be in the present, to take on everything that's coming at me right now, to not stress about the future, to not worry about the past. The past is in the past. It can't change. Be present where you are right now. But that's enough about the tattoos. We're going to move on. I know we got a little emotional there. Since we did get a little emotional there, this is one that I want to answer real quick. Someone asked me, what do you do to mentally reset? Great question here. What I do to mentally reset is I go out into nature and I disconnect from everything. So whether that's going out on a hike, whether that's going fishing, it doesn't matter to me. But if I get out in nature and I'm able to leave my phone, not have to worry about sending out a bunch of text messages, not have to worry about emails, not worry about scheduling stuff, if I can just go out and be free and disconnect for a couple hours, that is my number one way that I like to mentally reset. And then last question here that we're going to answer, because I know that this podcast is running a little bit long and I want to try to keep it under 25 minutes. This was a really cool question I got from someone, and they asked me, what is the greatest obstacle that you have had to overcome? And I really like this question because it made me think. It made me think for a second, okay, what do I think is one of my biggest obstacles? And now I go back to it and it seems so simple now. Is whenever I was coming out of the hospital during that time. Now I know I briefly mentioned on it before, but whenever I was hospitalized, I sustained nerve damage in my legs. I was borderline hepatitis. My liver was basically exploding through my insides. And some of the consequences from my decisions of my drinking and everything is that I sustained nerve damage in my legs, and it was like this rushing feeling of like being on fire, just going down my legs and losing feeling in my toes and not being able to move my legs. I actually lost my ability to walk for about a month after I got out of the hospital because the nerves just weren't firing like they were supposed to, and that was a really challenging thing for me. It was a very humbling experience, and I can feel for anyone who has gone through anything like this and losing their ability to walk, but that was one of the toughest things that I've ever had to overcome, kind of reteaching myself to get up on my feet and learn how to move again. And it was a weird experience, not being able to be in control of my body, not being able to move my legs like I wanted to, and that in itself is just wild to me, because now one of the biggest compliments I get is on my legs on a weekly basis almost. So it's crazy to think that I went from not being able to walk at all to people coming up to me and saying, hey, I want legs like you. How do I get them? So with that, remember that no matter what type of obstacle you may be going through right now, it is only temporary. You can push through it as long as you believe in yourself. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Fit Cook Life podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to share it with a friend. We love to build the community. And if you guys ever have any questions for me, or if you have any topics you want me to cover in the future, make sure to send me an email, info@thefitcooklife.com. Also, if you're interested in training with me, make sure to check out the website. We have training specials on our online training, personal training, and small group training right now. Just head on over to www.thefitcooklife.com. If you're not following us on social media, you definitely should be. You're going to get the most up-to-date information on there. Check out what's going on in the community at The Fit Cook Life. You can also follow me directly at Ronnie Denman. And until the next episode, I hope you guys stay safe, have fun, and get active.